They're huge because it's the first time they've been in the NBA finals and the first time Canada has been.
Yeah.
Because it's the only Canadian basketball team.
Right.
They don't suck anymore because they're in the finals.
What did the Raptors do differently all of a sudden?
They sold their souls to Drake collectively.
Oh, that makes sense.
And he presented them to Lucifer.
Yeah, Drake magic always trumps whatever basketball magic.
Magic Johnson.
Right. Him.
What is the best way to get over heartbreak?
Well, Andrew, best way to get over a woman, get under another one.
Do you believe that? Is that what you do? You just get out there?
I don't believe I've ever rebounded. I tend to break up and then be single for like a long time.
Well, that's just because you can't.
Yeah. It's because I'm extremely
it's not a
lucky to find anyone to spend time with me.
Okay, here's a sub question. We'll come back to how do you get over a heartbreak. But I think this is maybe equally as interesting. Should you be friends with exes?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. You should be nice to them. I don't think you have to hang out though.
Yeah, you seem to be leaning towards the majority, which is, you know, be nice to them, maybe hang out with them once in a while.
Yeah,
I'm firmly in the never speak to them or see them again.
Yeah, I like that about you. When you have an ex, we don't have to have awkward hangouts.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes me a bad person or not. I was gonna say I talked to a couple of them, but I don't even really. I was at a party a few months ago though, and this came up amongst the people. Like, we were all saying whether we would talk to exes or not, and everybody, like vast majority, was like, yeah, you gotta be, you know, friendly, like,
yeah,
maybe see them once in a while. And one guy was like, no, fuck that. Like, never talk to your exes. Pretend they never existed. And I was like, you are my spirit animal.
You have been hurt. You know my pain.
I just don't think it's... I don't find it easy at all to do that. And I don't think it's healthy either.
No, it's often not, I don't think. I mean, it definitely can be, though. You know, breakups unique.
Yes, I do think it does have a lot to do with the time spent together. Yeah,
or the circumstances of the breakup.
Yeah. Obviously, like a you know, 3 month or less long relationship, that's fine. Like,
you could still be friends and like not be like, remember that time I banged you in your parents' bed.
You mean you don't do parents' bed within the first 3 months?
It's usually, you know, whenever you meet the parents the first time, it's usually customary.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have never been a fan of that. It's too weird for me, and I'm probably a bad person for it, but I don't know. I'm not a fan.
I think like it's kind of fun sometimes to like, you know, do the post-mortem thing.
Right.
But like, you know, maybe you should give it a while, like a couple years or.
Yeah.
Or less before you like dig into things and reminisce.
Yeah. But there's always the danger of, let's just do it one more time, or like, let's try again.
That's the spice of life, bro. The fun.
I don't know. No. Toss it. Toss it and leave it.
Toss it and leave it. Don't pull up quick to retrieve it.
No. Okay, let's go back to the original question. How do you get over a breakup?
Well, I'm hoping that in the next few years they have like the eternal sunshine cure thing where you can
just erase them.
Yeah,
from your
erase
memory.
Them. Yeah,
I mean, that is probably the best way, although that movie didn't end positively.
No. More of a cautionary tale, I think, about the use of that technology.
Is it just time? Like, is it just time relative to how long the relationship was?
Time heals all wounds.
If it is that, what is the equation? How long does it take versus how long you were with the person?
I don't know. How long does it take to shake an Etch-a-Sketch?
You've never had lingering feelings.
that's just what my brain's like. It's full of sand. Give it a few shakes. Brand new day.
No, you've been heartbroken. The thing is, you never dated that girl. So.
Yeah, that's awkward. I'm not sure that was heartbreak so much as slow heart erosion. How to get over a cold, heartless bitch. You need to exercise a lot. You need to try to think you're getting in shape for like 2 weeks.
Right.
That's a key part of the breakup.
But not actually.
Not actually. You need to fool yourself into thinking you can be physically active again.
You need to feel like you look good.
Yeah.
Which all that takes is, 20 minutes at the gym of half-hearted cardio.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You just need to skip your morning donut for a couple weeks till your self-esteem rises.
Yeah.
Back to like average.
And then what? Is there any other steps?
Well, for me, there's like probably like a week or so of playing video games in your underwear.
Right.
So and there's just eating like bags of those Oreo thin minis.
This is the morning period?
It would be an all day thing, probably.
Fuck you.
Puns.
Okay. So the classic Reddit answer is lawyer up, hit the gym, delete Facebook.
Lawyer up. I didn't think of that one. I guess if your breakup is a legal one.
Yeah, exactly.
Marriage.
Yeah.
In some cases, suit up for combat.
Hit the gym. What about delete Facebook? What about staying off of social media? Is that smart?
I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. Like, for some people, I'm sure it's a good idea.
I don't think you should delete Facebook. I think you should delete and block your ex.
No. What are you talking about? How do you stay up to date on their new boyfriend?
Yeah, that's true. But that's not healthy. See, that's not going to get you over it.
Well,
so maybe delete Facebook for a bit, like just the app on your phone.
Okay. Do you like burn all their stuff? Like your little box of memories? Do you burn it?
Not a bad idea, I would say. Some sort of ritual like that. Maybe not necessarily burning. But
like you might bury it, you might eat it. You might blend up all the cards they ever gave you and drink them as a smoothie.
I would say maybe you frame it all and put it in a shrine.
Mm.
In Smart. The closet.
Yes, yes.
And that way you can go in there every now and then and have a good cry.
Yeah, never forget.
Never forget, never surrender. Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Fog. It's like clouds, but on the ground.
Can you touch it?
Nope.
But it's all around.
You gotta review us on Apple Podcasts. It means so much to us. We cry
monetarily.
We don't make it. It's all feelings.
Sorry, emotionally. Okay, I feel like we need to revisit now dog communism.
Yeah, so when I was putting that episode together, I had communion autocorrect to communism.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if that could be a standalone question. I haven't thought of the question yet, though. So maybe you can riff with me on what dog communism means as a super good question.
Okay. So how would dogs live in a communist society? Like, yeah. what would their laws be?
Okay, great.
So, like, I guess every ball is shared now.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's going to work.
No, dogs are very territorial. So I don't think communism would work very well for them.
Yeah.
Same with food, right? Like, you can't just throw a pile of food in a room and have the dogs share it equally.
Right.
I just am picturing dogs in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cute.
They look really sad, but like in such a cute way.
Yeah. So first of all, the story behind this is on a recent episode we did dog. It was supposed to be dog communication, but you wrote dog communion in the show notes. And then when I was putting the episode together, it turned into dog communism. So that's how we arrived here, just so people know. But
I don't think the explanation was necessary. A lot of people talk about dog communism.
I was thinking, what if dogs sort of ran communism for people? Like, what would that?
That would probably be better than the version of communism that's, or any version that we've actually tried in practice.
Well, you've said this before, like about
the benevolent species that enacts your society that rule.
That was about what is it when you make a species better? With
culling.
Yeah.
Genocide.
No. Close. Starts with an E.
Eugenics.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That was your opinion on eugenics, that you need an overruling sort of master race an alien race to sort of put that together for you,
right?
Because you can't be of the race that you're trying to make better.
No,
because it doesn't work.
Yeah, you're too emotionally invested.
Yeah, so if dogs were the ones running our communism and eugenics programs,
mm-hmm.
what would they do?
Well, it's in some ways,
because we've done it to them.
So let's go in with the understanding that they forget
what we did to them,
their past. yeah. Otherwise, like let's assume they're not out for vengeance.
Okay.
Through their communism.
Okay.
But they are still dogs, and hence are unfortunately driven highly by emotions as well. However,
emotions and food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, like most of our laws would be around food.
Yeah. Treats.
The distribution and the eating of.
I'm just picturing a dog on his throne or at his head of state, whatever room. In his uniform, with his treat staff, or
imagine like a royal guard of dogs, like rolling up into like a kibble farm. We hereby, in the name of the state government, do claim these here crunchies as the property of Governor Wolfums. And therefore, they are now the property of the state of Wooftopia.
You're not very creative with yours. Is everything named after a derivative of Woof?
It's the first day of dog communism, okay? We're still working the names out.
What would our work look like? Would work change in that you wouldn't be... It wouldn't be like an 8-hour day. It would be more like a you do one bit of work and you get a treat. And then, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, everything would be like pay up front, like piecemeal. Like there would be no like 2-week, like net 30, net 15 bullshit.
Yeah,
there'd be like kibble now or nothing.
Dogs can't do delayed gratification.
Right.
So
exactly.
Yeah, you'd work in 15-minute chunks, and then you'd get your your treats,
a little num nums,
and that would be your payment for the whole.
Yeah, there'd be no banking. Like, you can't really save your kibbles.
Would we all live in dog houses? Or like, how? What would our homes look like?
Good question.
What's the best home for a dog. What do dogs love? Because that's what they would make our houses.
Yeah. Maybe like, I don't know, like it would all be about the floor. Like,
yeah.
The walls would be like so shabby and thin.
Yeah.
And just the roof would barely keep water off.
Yeah.
But the floor would be nice.
Yeah.
Be the good softest, carpet.
Plushest.
Yeah.
This is sounding like a bit of a utopia. There's no money. The only thing you need is to get food. So you just go to work for, again, 15-minute chunks. It's like the gig economy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Except you get your treat and you go home. You don't go spend your money on TV.
Yeah, it's a simple life.
You get up, you go to work. You work for treats until your belly's full. Then you go to the park, hang out with your friends. Then you go home and sleep on your cushion floor and start all over again.
You've just described many third world lifestyles.
Why does it
seriously
sound...
like early hunter gatherers didn't work an 8-hour day. It was like they gathered enough to eat and then they chilled.
Why does it sound fantastic to me?
Because that's how we should be living, bro.
Oh God. Did you just choose pants as the looked around. As the first thing to rail against? You're frantically looking around the room, and the thing that angered you most was pants.
Okay. So I guess we know the first thing I do when
fuck pants.
The apocalypse breaks out. All my pants are coming off.
Okay, so dogs should run the world, clearly. And first order of business, get the pants out of here.
Yeah, fuck pants.